This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Below zero wind chills are here and Racine and Kenosha warming centers are up and running. The Hope Hub at the Shalom Center in Kenosha will be open overnight tonight. People can call 211 to find a warming center near them. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. Leaders from Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee meet tomorrow to talk about possible passenger rail service. The new MARC Commission will look at routes that could link the three cities and connect to Kenosha's Metro line. The first meeting is tomorrow at 10 at City Hall in Racine. A search warrant is shedding more light on the Kenosha Thanksgiving fire that killed three young siblings. Their father told police he saw a small kitchen fire, ran for help, and was pushed back by smoke when he tried to go back in. Investigators say they're still looking into the cause. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit over whether jails in Kenosha, Walworth, and other counties can keep people longer at ICE's request. The ACLU says sheriffs cannot hold people up to an extra 48 hours on ICE detainers. ICE argues it issues them when it has probable cause someone can be deported. And in Racine, the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church site is being turned into affordable housing. A $2 million city plan with Habitat for Humanity will replace the vacant church with four new homes. You can read more about that effort online today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Pistons last night at Fiserv Forum, 113-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo leaving the game early in the first quarter with a strained right calf muscle, taken to a hospital for an MRI. Head coach Doc Rivers asked about an ESPN report saying that Giannis and his agent approached the Bucks to discuss a possible trade.
And I want to make it clear, for the 50th time, he clearly is not getting the one network, for sure. Giannis has never asked to be traded, ever. I can't make that more clear.
Men's college basketball in Madison, Wisconsin over Northwestern, 85-73. John Blackwell, 26 points. The Packers, Jordan Love, named NFC Offensive Player of the Week. And volleyball tonight at the UW Fieldhouse as the Badgers face Eastern Illinois in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
The Fieldhouse has been a great home for this team this year. And we need that sucker packed both nights. You know, hopefully those fans haven't got a report, but I'm sure they're gobbling up. We need both matches to be sold out.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's a little chilly out there this morning, but we'll warm back into the teens here today. Mostly sunny with a high of 15 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 above. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 27 with a little light snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.